My dictation for May Carney, M-A-E. Last name is Carney, C-A-R-N-E-Y. Date of birth is 3/26/93. And date of accident is 1/18/2022. Date of service is 9/14/2022. May Carney was a victim of a motor vehicle or accident on January 18, 2022, where she was traveling as a restaurant driver and she hit the driver's side of another car. The car was totaled. The impact caused her severe headaches along with dizziness, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration, nausea, along with pain in the neck and the lower back, with radiation to the left arm and left leg. Some pain in the right knee as well as left knee was also complained of. Radiation of pain to the left leg posteriorly in S1-S2 dermatome fashion was also reported. The patient has had ongoing continuous physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, and acupunctures that has brought her significant relief. The MRIs showed various findings as follows. She has bulging disc at L1, L2, L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, compressing the thecal sac, as well as in the left knee there was a there was no major finding of meniscus tear or cruciate ligament tear. And no fluid in the knee was found. Today the patient reports that her pain level in the left lower back, which is mainly the left side towards the left sacroiliac joint, is only 4. She has improved almost 30 to 40%. And even up to 50%. And she's doing better. She's also working on a light duty. And she does not report too much pain, only 3 to 4. And the ADLs are also not significantly affected. In the neurology side, the patient denies any headaches, but dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackouts, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. She denies any fatigue, lack of focus, lack of concentration. She has slight lack of focus. She denies any loss of memory, confusion, disorientation. She also denies anxiety, depression, panic. No issue with the balance. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness of the neck and the lower back stiffness. And there is a pain in the lower back. She also reports some pain in the hip on the left side. However, it is more of a sacroiliac joint and some difficulty walking. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency painful urination or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports the pain level has remained the same and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss. Current pain medications are Ultram, and currently none are being prescribed except Ultram. Substance abuse none is reported, and compliance restriction reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 115/69, pulse is 85, pulse ox is 99, and the rest of the physical examination is same from previous visits, which is 8/11/2022, dictation number is 0816-003. The plan is to continue physical therapy and chiropractic acupuncture maybe 2 times a week for this month. Massage is ordered, and disability will continue as a light duty job has been ordered for her to continue. And medication wise, she is provided with meloxicam 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory, flexural 7.5 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Wellbutrin 150 milligram a day for depression and anxiety, Fanny, and Ortran 100 mg, 60 tablets for pain relief, Ortran gel 3%, and lidocaine patch for topical pain relief, Ambien 5 mg for sleep. She has been again been advised about injections to the lumbar epidural and left sacroiliac joint. If she provides consent, we'll be more than happy to do it. However, patient is adamant about any injection treatment or even surgical consultation. Thank you. She doesn't want to have a surgery, and she believes she's doing okay without any of interventions. Thank you. She'll be seen in a month's time.